1212 here at AM 1450 KATE. Afternoons with Aaron. And one sign that, I don't want to say it's fall, but we know August is over and we turn the calendar to September today, is that means the shortstop tournament is Labor Day weekend. Annual event here in Albert Lea, Greenlee Golf Course. And we're going to get a preview about the event coming up this weekend. Of course, we'll have updates and reports right here on KATE. Jeff Elseth with Greenlee Golf Course joins us. And Jeff, a good afternoon and I guess happy September.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Good afternoon to you. And it is indeed September 1 today. So we know it's just around the corner.
Now, when it comes to the shortstop tournament, what number are we on when it comes to the annual event?
Yeah, this is number 96.
96 correct. Annual shortstop tournament. So that means we have a big celebration in about 4 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow.
I've got to pace myself, Aaron.
You got to pace yourself.
Right. For sure. Well, yeah, hopefully that day will definitely come. So we're super excited right now. It's been a busy week, to say the least, with just general golfers and other events. And next thing you know, you say, oh, yeah, that's right. We got to prep up for this one now, too. So. But things are rolling right along. You could not ask for a better weather forecast right now.
Absolutely. No rain in the forecast Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the shortstop event. And, Jeff, is it the first 96 that sign up? Is that the number?
Yes, correct, Aaron. Actually, we filled out the tournament the earliest that we have in many years, which was really encouraging. We filled out about at least 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah, I mean, that is great. I know I had cut a commercial saying, hey, you know, if you want to sign up for the shortstop tournament, and I'm not even sure if I got a chance to play, to be honest with you. It might have played for a day, and then I got the message, hey, we need to change that because it's already full.
I think you're right. I think I had to contact Cindy and get that corrected. And we had several on the waiting list. There were a couple of cancellations. Two or three, I believe, that we were able to fill right away with those on that list. So the full field, 96. We have a nice complement, even breakdown, 32 players in the champ flight, 64 in the regular flight. So it's taking shape very nicely right now.
Jeff Elseth, Greenlee Golf Course, the shortstop tournament, match play tournament coming up this weekend at Greenlee Golf Course, the annual Labor Day event here in Albert Lea. And Jeff, refresh my memory, the defending champ is who, and are they in the field this year?
Okay, defending champion from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Brent Miller. Brent is in the field. I believe he's going to play a quick 9 holes this afternoon and a little practice round tomorrow. But those of you that follow along the shortstop champions list, which is also on our website, but 7-time champion Chris Voss from Albert Lea is in the field. Brent Miller with 6 titles is also in the field. We're happy to have Mick Hawkinson back. He's won it 3 times. Champion from 2020, the COVID year. Andy Peterson is in the field. Jack Reister, 2019 champ, he's playing again. Sam Hallman won it in 2018. Sam is back in the field. Mike Nelson from Albert Lea, 2005 champion, which looking back to my recollection, I think Mike Nelson was the last shortstop champion at the former Albert Lea Country Club.
Okay.
2006, it moved over here to Greenlee when the Country Club closed down. So we're happy to have Mike in the field. Jeff Stadheim out of Mason City. Jeff made it to the finals last year. It's a great field. J.B. Lloyd, 2-time champion back in the 93-94 era. J.B. is coming back this year. So just a super great field again. It always is. And we're really excited and looking forward to a great weekend, Aaron.
Jeff Elseth, Greenlee Golf Course. And Jeff, I don't know if you know offhand, but who is coming the farthest distance to play this weekend? Do you know?
Well, you know, I would have to say right now it's got to be Joe Gullickson from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Is back in the flights this year. And, you know, primarily I would say more, you know, upper Midwest, anywhere, you know, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska, you know, primarily up in this area. Mick Hawkinson from Rockford, Illinois is in the field, as I said. So, you know, a lot of very familiar names.
So does Joe from Phoenix have a connection to Albert Lee?
Yeah, Joe is good friends with, you know, Andy Peterson from Albert Lee and Andy's brother, Steve, from up in the Northfield area. Steve is coming down again. And, you know, there's a good old group of guys there that developed some friendships over the years. And he just likes to come back and just enjoy the whole atmosphere and the whole tournament.
Now, Jeff, let's set the stage for the weekend. And again, if you're not playing, you're still very much encouraged to come out to a Greenlee golf course for the 3-day event, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And of course, we'll have updates for you right here on Kate Radio. Jeff, set the scene, kind of give us a schedule for this weekend for fans that want to come out there and watch some great golf and I'm sure enjoy some food and beverages.
All right, Aaron, the rundown is tomorrow, Friday, starts off with practice rounds. Saturday morning is the Q round, 18 holes for everyone, and that gets started 8 a.m., 8 to 10 o'clock tee times, front and back nine. Golfers are then flighted. We have some special events on Saturday for the participants. We do a putting contest. The winner there gets a shot at a 60-foot putt for $10,000. We also select four contestants from the field at random. And those four get a shot at a hole-in-one on number 13 right out here. And should the lucky one get one, it's a $100,000 payout.
Wow.
So, yeah, a couple of fun things. And then we do a little outdoor event Saturday night for everybody. Welcome to come out. Sunday morning, we start right in. We switch over to match play. Championship flight, all the matches are 18 holes. Presidential and the numbered flights are all 9-hole matches. So everybody's guaranteed at least 2 matches on Sunday. And then if you're fortunate enough to make it to the semis, that starts up on Monday morning again, 8 a.m. and concludes with the finals. Championship finals generally gets underway close to 1 o'clock on Monday. And typically you get a great field just following around spectators, awards to follow after that. But, yeah, even if you're not a golfer, you know, welcome to come on out. We're grilling burgers and brats all 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I know they do a modified some breakfast sandwiches throughout the weekend for the golfers, et cetera. So just a fun, really a family atmosphere out here, Aaron.
Now, Jeff, I got to ask you, has anybody ever cashed in on that $100,000?
No, we just started that. I want to say it's maybe been three. This might be the fourth year or something.
Okay.
I forget. Nobody's cashed in on it. And likewise with the 60-foot putt. So we're hoping that happens. I know last Saturday we were fortunate to host the Elberly Hockey Open fundraiser. And they were giving away a new vehicle on number 13 out here. And one of the contestants hit it and actually lipped out for a hole in one. Yeah. And that would have been a brand new vehicle. I don't know what the value of it was, but yeah. So, you know, it's going to happen one of these years. It just has to.
Jeff Elseth again, Greenlee Golf Course. He has a shortstop tournament coming up this weekend. Like Jeff mentioned, he said 96, right?
Yes, correct.
96th annual shortstop match play tournament at Greenlee Golf Course. Just go to their website to get more information. And, of course, we'll have updates with Jeff coming up Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Jeff, I'll let you get back to work. I know you're busy preparing for everything, and we'll talk again this weekend.
All right. We sure will, Aaron. Yep. Thanks so much.